Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Natalie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, nearly half of the first five Forever programs that have been teaching toddlers the fundamentals of literacy since 2015 have been slashed across Brisbane. Due to a lack of funding, the council-owned service has had to make major cuts to many services, where Brisbane City Councillor Vicky Howard stated that there was not enough funding to continue all of the sessions. Parents are devastated by the cuts, and many have written to the council expressing their concerns and arguing that these cuts do not accommodate for working parents.
The 50-cent public transfer fares that are currently ongoing will now cost taxpayers $30 million a year. This is because the former Miles government has been found to have ignored advice from experts not to go forward with Queensland 50-cent public transfer fares. Yesterday, Mr. Stephen Miles ignored their advice. He said, "We introduced the 50-cent fares as a trial and will now keep the trial permanently."
In national news, an aquaculture company is hoping to create an inland fish farm in South Australia using pumped salt groundwater. A-Culture has purchased a 50-hectare site where they hope to grow yellowtail kingfish and one day expand to 20 farms that are capable of producing 240 tons of fish annually. The wastewater from the farm will be recycled and used to grow seaweed for either the food industry or to feed to cows.
A former staff member of Cbus calls it the side hustle of Australia's multi-trillion dollar superannuation industry, as thousands upon thousands of death and disability claims from injured workers and grieving families goes underpaid. Speaking to overworked contractors and call centres, Cbus is currently being sued by ACIS due to their delays in thousands of death and disability claims by injured workers and grieving families. A professional expert, Mr. Watson, says that there is clear absence of code of practice in the superannuation industry and it is badly needed.
In international news, Bangladesh factory workers for some of Australia's fast fashion brands have been left worrying about their future livelihood as Mosaic Brands have gone under administration. Mosaic Brands is one of the parent companies that oversees some of Australia's best-known retail brands, such as Miller's, Rivers and Rockman's, where conflict has risen between their supplier, Padma Satel Arab Fashions Factory, located in Bangladesh. The company has gone into voluntary administration as they failed to provide their suppliers with over $2.5 million worth of payments, and factory workers are feeling the impacts of late and insufficient payments for their work.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers and a high chance of thunderstorms later this evening. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Sick of carrying a boombox everywhere you go.